very few journalists have had the kind of impact on a state as John Nichols has had on the state of Wisconsin. And not only is he a terrific writer and prolific writer, I mean, he writes all the time. He obviously never sleeps. Or if he does, he sleeps with one eye open, or he has figured out how he can program his computer to write his articles while he's asleep. I'm not sure. But he has done a fantastic job of telling the story of the Wisconsin uprising to the people of this nation. And because of his work, I think millions of people in the country are looking to Wisconsin to see what we're going to do with the opportunity that's been provided. So please welcome John Nichols.
And they're right. It's the most beautiful day of the year, and we're inside the Align Energy Center. Okay, we talk about democracy. Everybody who's for moving Fighting Bob Fest back outside, raise your hand. All right, I think we just, finally, we had an election that mattered. Man, oh man, I don't know where to begin, but I do know this. I do know this. That when Ed Garvey says he's having a meeting at the Alliant Energy Center on the most beautiful Sunday morning in Wisconsin history, I go there presuming the room will be empty, and I am never let down by Wisconsin progressives like you. You come out and you do the fight every time, and this is why I know we're going to win this year. We are going to win because you don't have the good sense to enjoy a beautiful day. Thank heavens for that. There'll be snowy, awful days in the future where you can go out and try and plant flowers. Now, I will say one other thing of consequence, and that is that if Dana Schultz thinks that hanging out with Bill Ayers disqualifies her from having to run for office again, I say no, we're going to make her run for something else, and it's going to be true. Bill Ayers didn't knock Barack Obama out of the White House. He isn't going to knock Dana Schultz out of the governor's mansion. And Mike McCabe. Yeah, the only thing I disagree with you, Mike, is that thing about a union thug. Yeah. I gotta tell you, I'm a union thug, and I'm gonna be a union thug as far as I go. The trade union movement, the only problem with the trade union movement is that it thinks that giving money matters in politics. The thing about the trade union movement that matters is organizing millions of people to march out to the doors and knock on those doors with a human people power that is more important than money. Now we gather in relatively dark times. We have American soldiers garrisoned in Afghanistan as an occupying force in an undeclared war. It is everything that we fought an American revolution against. A distant colonial power forcing its hand down on a poor and dispossessed country. And then some kid so addled by the torture of having been sent there again and again goes out and actually shoots innocent civilians. The soldier who shot those innocent civilians and the civilians themselves are both victims of an American imperial power that needs to come to an end. We need to bring our troops home from Afghanistan. We need to bring the billions of dollars home from Afghanistan and put their place in the rebuilding system. In our stations of public power, from Washington to Madison to communities across this great state, we have positions that should be entrusted to representatives of the people, occupied by those who would diminish popular sovereignty with voter ID laws, by those who would draw district lines for our elections so false so crudely partisan that they would make every election an exercise in futility, and by those who would take away the basic rights of our labor unions and of our working people to organize and to have a voice in our workplace and in our public life. Brothers and sisters, Edward Ryan's fear has come true. Feudal serfs of corporate capital occupy positions of public trust, and we need to banish all of them, be they Republicans or Democrats. They need to be voted out of office now because they have betrayed the trust. Oh, the darkness, foreign policy, the darkness, domestic policy. But brothers and sisters, something weighs on my heart even deeper today. Rick Santorum went bowling in Sheboygan last night. Now, any political system that puts Rick Santorum in a bowling alley in Sheboygan, Wisconsin, has got to change. I don't know what we do, but I don't want to have to close down the bowling alleys. So I feel like we've got to close down the politics that would make an asterisk on our American system like Rick Santorum still have to be paid attention to by the people of Wisconsin. You realize we're going to have a week of Rick Santorum, Mitt Romney, hopefully Newt Gingrich, because I enjoy the Marxist critique. And my man Ron Paul, who will be appearing at the on the UW campus on Thursday, bringing that wonderful mix of anti-war, civil liberties, and racism that only he can connect up. That's a weird system, it's a weird moment. And I can understand why some people might even be just a wee bit disappointed, kind of get discouraged, reminded of Joe Hill's wonderful statement, if the good Lord had meant for us to have elections, he would have given us candidates. However, boy, that is such a true statement this year. However, I stand before you today with incredible hope and encouragement because I don't spend all my time in Wisconsin. I go around the country, and the amazing thing about the rest of the country is two amazing things. Number one, it's worse in other places. It's totally true. It is actually worse in other places because Wisconsin is so cool and so great, and we did so many good things for so long that even 2 years of Scott Walker can't screw it all up. So we are better than other places even now. But I will tell you that every other place I go to, I was in New York City last weekend. I beg your forgiveness. I was in New York City last weekend, and everybody there rose up on their feet and cheered for the Wisconsin struggle. I was in Arizona 2 weeks ago, and everybody stood up and cheered for the Wisconsin struggle. I was in California 3 weeks ago, and everybody stood up and cheered for the Wisconsin struggle because we carry the hopes of this nation, of this republic. What we do this year redeems the American experiment. It is the highest in America. What are we going to do and how are we going to do it? Well, that's an interesting question. There is a reality of what's going on that I think, you know, Mike spoke to so very well, and Dana and other folks. Ruth still gargling every few minutes after her trying to swallow some of what she heard at the AFP event yesterday. All these wise, good statements, but there's a simple reality of what we should understand, because we are so critical of Scott Walker and Rebecca Clayfish, and rightly so. But we should understand that they are not the problem, and they are not the point. If you make individuals the problem and the point, you will replace them with other individuals who will be the next problem and the next point, but you will never get to the heart of the matter. And the problem and the point of our moment is our politics. It is not our governance, it is our politics, because politics is the gateway, it is the doorway to governance, it is how we get there. And in Wisconsin, in 2010, you know, I hate the notion that we have slow degeneration. We do not have slow degeneration. We have the reality of a moment where something went horribly wrong. And I like to think that any year in which Russ Feingold is voted out of the U.S. Senate to be replaced by Ron Johnson is one we can identify as a place where something went horribly wrong. 2010 election in Wisconsin was a disaster because it was a spectator sport election. People watched that election as theater rather than as reality. Now, I exclude just about everybody in this room. Some people actually ran for office and some people had the wonderful experience of having tens of thousands of dollars spent to attack them by Scott Jensen and out-of-state billionaires who want to not have public education. So it's not to exclude the individuals who did the right thing, but by and large, 2010 was a spectator sport election. We had a candidate for governor who didn't know if he wanted to run. We had a candidate for governor who wasn't sure whether he wanted to run. He's still not sure whether he wants to run. We had unions that were like, well, we don't know how we're going to deal with this. We don't know how we're going to respond to this halfway, half steps. We had an electorate that was watching from the sidelines rather than deeply engaged. It was a crisis election, and it gave us a crisis result. An election defined by out-of-state money, the Koch brothers' $1 billion to the Republican governors, the DeVos family's $1 million into our public education fights and debates in this state, all this out-of-state money coming in, defining our politics far more than anything from Wisconsin. Now, what did we get out of that? We got a governor and a guy on a phone in the corner. We got a governor and a politics in our legislature that went right to the structure of our daily life, that attacked our labor unions and the right to exist in the workplace and in our public life, that literally sought to do what totalitarian dictators seek to do when they take over a country, and that is to shut down the free trade unions. It is the American government that goes around the world and says, when you attack free trade unions, you are no longer a democracy. Look at what Ronald Reagan said about Solidarnosc in Poland, and ask yourself what we all should say about what Walker is doing to attack unions in Wisconsin. You get the attack on popular sovereignty. They have put in voter ID laws, now attacked by judges, but a push and pull there. They have changed our district lines. They have changed the dates of our elections. They have changed everything to make their politics easier, to make their definition easier. But those aren't the things that should scare us the most. There are the practical realities. The structural realities are horrifying. They're the things we have to address. They have taken $1 billion out of our public schools and told us that more children can be educated with less. It is a lie. They have taken close to $1 billion out of our public services and told us that our disabled kids, our communities, have to get by with less at a time of recession when they need more. They have so strangled and rattled the economic development of this state that we lead the nation in job losses, not in job growth. They have done horrible damage to this state, and they have passed laws. They have passed laws that allow someone who shoots a 20-year-old kid who's running away from a beer party in Wisconsin, shoots that kid and kills him in Slinger, Wisconsin. That is what happens when we have a spectator sport election. They change our state into something we never knew and would never have accepted. It is wrong, and we must be furious about what they have done. But fury doesn't get us where we gotta go. We must also be joyous because they pushed too far. They pushed so far that they invited us into the streets, first in dozens, then in hundreds, then in thousands, then in tens of thousands, then in hundreds of thousands of people from across this state. Understand what we have done in the last year. We have forged the first great American pushback against a global austerity agenda that would say that every budget must be balanced on the backs of workers and poor people, disabled children, kids who need a little extra help. That is the austerity agenda, not just of Scott Walker and not just of too many Democrats and Republicans in Washington, It is a global austerity agenda, and the pushback in Wisconsin is one of the most vital parts of that. People in Egypt go online every night to know what is happening in Wisconsin.
Yes.
I can go on and on about this, but it's a simple thought. We've gone through this incredibly dark period. It is an incredibly difficult moment. It is an incredibly energized moment. I keep hearing about who's going to run. And I keep hearing about what are these candidates going to say and how are they going to finance their campaigns. And all those things are important. But I'll tell you something that is dramatically more important. It's what we do. You know what? No candidate, not a single person who is running and not a single person who is thinking of running, made the demonstrations last year and the pushback happen. That didn't happen even because of the 14 Democratic state senators. That happened because Wisconsinites came to their Capitol to assemble, as their Constitution says they can, and to petition for the redress of grievances. We built this movement in Wisconsin, and what we do in this recall fight matters more than what any candidate does. What we do matters more than what any candidate does. I don't think there will be a candidate worthy of this movement. I do not believe that there will be a candidate worthy of this movement. I do not believe that there will be anyone who's even in the ballpark of that. That is the simple reality of politics. Because politics is not about having candidates who are as perfect as the movement. Barack Obama was not as perfect as the movement that elected him. And understand this. The greatest environmental president of our lifetime, the most committed environmental president of our lifetime, Richard Milhouse Nixon, was an anti-environment fool who used to go into the White House in the summer, and because he liked to sit in front of a fireplace at night, would turn the air conditioning down to 60 so it would be cold enough to start a fire. He had no concern about the environment at all. But Gaylord Nelson went out there and called for an Earth Day movement that put people on the street of every community in this country, and Richard Nixon enacted an EPA, a Clean Water Act, a Clean Air Act, and became the greatest environmental president of our lifetime. Not because of him, but because of the people that went out and forged an environmental movement in this country. So if you're going to look for a candidate who is going to lead you to where you need to go, you are making the biggest mistake of your lifetime. Because Eugene Victor Debs was right. He said, if I could lead you into paradise, I wouldn't do it because somebody else could lead you out. Candidates are not the point of this movement. This movement is the point of this movement. And this movement has the power to go into this recall election that was forged by the people of Wisconsin, not by any candidate, not by any organization, and to make absolute demands on that process and to go into that process day in and day out and force it to be what we want it to be. I don't want anybody in this room to give a campaign contribution. I want everybody in this room to stand over a freeway at rush hour with a great big banner that says, "Recall Scott Walker." Yeah. I don't want it. Political party or do any politics of that nature. I want people to go out and talk to their neighbors about how we have to fundamentally change the politics of this state. And yes, I do hope that we get a great result on May 8th and an equally great result on June 5th. I hope for that with all of my heart. But I hope that that result gives us a politician, because who wins will be a politician. I hope it gives us a politician who is terrified of the people. I hope it gives us a politician who looks out every day at Wisconsin and says, if I attack labor rights, if I attack public education, if I attack public services, if I pass laws that allow somebody to shoot a kid running away from a beer party, if I sin against the basic premises and the values of the state of Wisconsin, I, too, will be recalled and removed from office just like Scott Walker was. brothers and sisters, we have so much more power than any politician, because every politician has seen what we can do. We can take tens and hundreds and thousands and tens of thousands and hundreds of thousands of people to the streets of this state. We can get more signatures on recall petitions than any recall movement in the history of the United States, as we did this year. We have created the check and balance on power. We merely need to have the confidence to use it every day, because Robert M. La Follette was right. Democracy is not an event. It is not an election. Democracy is a life. And brothers and sisters, we need to go out and live it every day. If we do, we're not just going to get our state back. We're going to get our country back. We're going to get our world back. And there will be people in distant countries who say, you know, when it started to change, it started to change when Wisconsin stood up and served as the laboratory of democracy that it has always been. I am so proud of you. I am so proud to be a part of this movement. I am so proud of what we are going to do on May 8th and June 5th, but I am most proud of what we are going to do on June 6th, when we hold the next governor of Wisconsin to account and usher in an era of economic and social justice. Solidarity.
Holy crap!